head.
Blog Talk Radio.
Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. Hey folks, thanks for tuning in. It's the Ed August Astrology and Tarot Show.
Well, hello everybody. It's good morning out here in Arizona, and good afternoon to you if you're somewhere east of the Mississippi River, I guess. So, off to a slow start today, and I very much apologize for that. We seem to be having some connectivity problems. I don't know if it's Blog Talk Radio or if it's one of these computers, but there's always something to worry about on here. But I'm glad to see there's some callers. And I would love to get to your phone call in just a few phone calls in just a few minutes. Let me see if I can pull something up that might be of interest to you. This is the place where we often talk a little bit of astrology, and then we dig down into the tarot. And by the way, I don't usually make an ad for myself here, you know, at all in the show. But what makes the wheels go around here is readings and also book sales. So I have book sales at edaugustbooks.com, where I have three different types of books. I have ebooks from Amazon's Kindle that I've written, including Planetary Combinations in Astrology Charts, which is 420 pages. I think it's $6.95. It's a great little book. Well, more than a little book. But anyway, and you can play it on your Kindle reader. And did you know that you can download a Kindle screen just by going to the Play Store and look for Kindle, and that will bring up a Kindle so you can get any number of ebooks on there and read them at your leisure. So I started doing that a couple years ago. I had a 90-minute show on Blog Talk Radio for about a year, and I would enjoy sorting it out like in 30-minute segments, you know. So one of those segments was always I would read a short story I would find, or part of a short story by some great authors of fantasy, you know, and sci-fi and stuff like that. Like one favorite of mine was H.P. Lovecraft, who lived in Providence, Rhode Island, and wrote some really strange fiction. Well, he was a strange guy. Most of his stuff was written between about 1916 and the early 1930s, after which he passed away. He had a very short life. He was like haunted. He had this haunted look on his face. Oh, my goodness. But his stories include things like when I was about 12 or 13 years old, I found a book in my brother's collection called Great Tales of Terror and the Supernatural. Well, the was not in the title. I just added that. Give it a little bit of a Halloween twist, right? And in the Great Tales of Terror and Supernatural were two short stories by H.P. Lovecraft. One of them was The Rats in the Walls, about somebody who inherits a castle, or, well, not a castle, a manor house of some kind in England. And they move over there to live, and they hear these rats in the walls, and just hundreds, thousands of rats. And then they dig down to see where they're coming from. They get to the basement, and they found like a doorway into an older building that's like a temple or something. And then the rats are still coming up from below the temple. And so they dig down, or they open a trap door or something like that into the basement. And they find something that's this old Stonehenge, you know, 5,000, 6,000 years old. And there's strange altars and strange bones and all kinds of things. So imagine me 12 or 13 years old reading this story. So it's a wonderful story. But the one that's even better than that was the Dunwich Horror. The Dunwich Horror is about a small town off the beaten track in north central Massachusetts. I guess, you know, a fake, fallacious town entirely. And with a fallacious university nearby, Miskatonic University. And there's this family, this depraved, degenerate family that's been there since the 1600s. And there's like sorcery and demoniacal mischief, because the head of the family wants to summon up these creatures from under the earth that used to be worshipped at these stone altars on top of the local hills. And anyway, he does. He summons up this monstrosity that wreaks havoc with the town and the people in the neighborhood. So anyway, those two stories made a real big impact on me, because here it is, 50 years later, and and I'm still enjoying them. I still get a kick out of it. When I turn to that book, to either one of those short stories, I just love it. Of course, that book, if you can ever find a copy of Great Tales of Terror and the Supernatural, maybe it's out in paperback. If it's in paperback, it'd be probably 600 pages long. But there's other stories. They're also like the Horla, which is about a creature that attaches itself to a person. But you can't tell if there's really a creature or if the person's just going crazy. And there's also one, was there one called the Black Cat? Wow. Cats aren't bad, though. Black cats aren't bad. We love cats around here. We don't have any witches here, but we sure like cats, you know. And what's another one called Whistle and I'll Come to You, My Lad? That's the name of the story. Whistle and I'll Come to You, My Lad. And it's about an archaeologist who finds this whistle that's from 3,000 years old or something like that. And he finds that if he whistles with the whistle, then something dire and dreadful comes and visits him in the middle of the night. So, you know what? This is the Halloween show, isn't it? Because we've got Halloween tomorrow. And so at that point, I'm not even going to talk about the astrology today. It's just I don't think that there's going to be time, because I want to dive right in and talk with you guys about whatever. Your screen is so far away from my side, I can't make out that phone number. What does it say? What's that first phone? What's that first prefix?
856.
856? Okay. 856 sounds like something that we have seen before. Let me click on that. Let me click on the 856 and see if we can get something going here.
Hello, this is
Laura.
Good
afternoon. Hello. Is it Laura?
Yes, it is. How are you?
Hey, how are things in neck of the woods, New Jersey, or I think? What can I do for you today, Laura? Is it a business question, an employment question? How you doing?
Yes. I'm still looking, trying to get work. I'd like to know
okay.
What you see.
Yeah, I'll tell you what I see, and it puzzles me. It really puzzles me why you haven't had better luck with it. I mean, you've had jobs, you've had lots of jobs, you've had lots of part-time jobs and full-time jobs
yeah.
and stuff. And right now, with the very low unemployment rate, I guess even in New Jersey and places like that, I mean, there should be jobs for you. So. I don't know. So I'm thinking Laura, and I've shuffled the deck, and now I'm going to cut the cards at the place where you tell me. Where should I cut these cards, please?
At the bottom.
Okay. That's easily done at the bottom. Okay. You know, three cards sometimes doesn't do it. Sometimes you need five cards. And so it starts out with a Page of Wands. Page of Wands is a very likable, kind of not very old person, like somebody in their 20s or 30s or something like that. So that could be somebody that you could apply with and it would be helpful to you. I like that card. But the next card that comes up is the Devil, and the Devil means the Devil's in the details. So there's a job out there that looks like it's like really good for you, but there's something about it that is going to cause a kind of a struggle, because Strength card comes up. This job will entail you having to get along with somebody that is on the staff or perhaps your employer. Are you in the process of like in the middle of interviews and stuff like that right now? Or are you kind of just holding off and looking at things from a distance? Or Are you going out every week and looking for jobs? Because I think
you
are.
I have a phone interview in the works, and then there's one contract I really would like to get, and I haven't heard back yet.
Yeah.
But I only submitted for that on Friday.
Okay. Well, that might be the double one. That might be, since you want that one and you're interested in that one, that means that does look very interesting. But what would the devil mean? I mean, the devil is in the details of it. There's something about it. Either, you know what I've spotted lately is people that are that get fake ads. You see like an ad that looks like in that's for a job. And then when you come right down to it and apply, there was no position there at all, you know. So you got to be skeptical a little bit of some of these. Are you working through agencies or are you looking for jobs like through Craigslist or – what's your usual modus operandi?
So I get calls for job recs go out, and because I'm in databases all over the place, I'll get calls.
You're in databases all over. Okay, that's great. That's great. So I think it's just a numbers game. It's a numbers game. And strength means you have to be resilient and continue, you know, working on this project. It may be that this very next one that you were hoping for has some kind of issues with it. And also then the judgment card is the fourth card. So the judgment card just means somebody has to make the right decision here. Somebody is going to hire you because the fifth card is very productive of work, and that's the Three of Pentacles. The Three of Pentacles shows someone who's doing a job and they have like two people that are talking with him and giving them advice and asking him to do certain specifications and stuff like that. So the job is coming up, but there's four cards ahead of that job that tells me that it's not going to be probably next week. It might not even be the week after that because there's just, I don't know, there's issues. The issues are related to, I don't know what the local economy is like, what the jobs locally are like, what the boss or the manager is like, but it's just I can't give you a favorable, recommendation that you're going to receive that job for probably a couple of weeks at least. But the Page of Wands being the first card, that's very, and that person is very ambitious and very progressive and wants to work and is anxious, you know, to do it and has all the qualities to go out and get a job. But then the devil card pops up and I just don't know. I just don't know what to say about that. There's a couple cards on here that always make me think, uh-oh, there's this card or that card. And so there's going to be something in the way. I don't know what it would be. I just don't know. But the strength card, the third card, shows that you resist the negativity and you continue working and fighting to get what you want. And then the judgment card is like you're finally hired, you know, and then you start work, which is Three of Pentacles. I would keep on doing exactly what you're doing, and hopefully something really good will come of this within the next few weeks. I wish it was better than that. Hey, have a real happy Halloween, okay? Have a nice Halloween tomorrow. Give us an update. Give us an update via email if you want, or through my website, or just call again. Thanks so much, Laura. Okay, so that's too bad that I couldn't really help her that much. Here is another caller. Hello. Good morning or afternoon to you, as the case may be. This is Ed. What's your first name?
Good afternoon, Ed. This is Soroya. Can you hear me?
Could you say that again, please? Soroya? It sounded like you said Soroya. Oh, good. That's very interesting, very exotic. What can I do for you? What's your question today? What's going on?
Okay, so today, there's so much going on. I just wanted for you to just read into my energy. Today is my son's birthday. And I feel good. I'm running my energy. I feel happy, but, you know,
okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And your son is all right? There's no problems with him on his birthday? Is he in a good place in his head and spirit and everything like that? Oh, that's good.
Yeah, thank God. This is the first time.
Yeah. Oh, I see. You mean first time you've called or what?
First
I didn't understand.
The first time I've called was the first birthday without
birthday?
So much confusion. Because last year at this time, my stepsister, she had passed. And me and my neighbors had gotten into it. And the year before that, I don't even want to mention. But it's like it's always something.
Not today. You've come out
not
under
today.
That cloud,
right.
Huh? That's great. Soraya, I'm thinking of you and thinking of your name. And now, where can I cut these cards to bring out your the true cards here? Near the top or a third of the way down or half the way down?
Third of the
what
way
do
down, yeah. Third
okay.
of the way
that's
down.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Whoa, so this is pretty cool. This is pretty cool. All three cards are positive and profitable and inspired. We'll start out with the Queen of Pentacles. The Queen of Pentacles is a dark-haired woman sitting on her throne, and she's gazing at this big pentacle in her lap. And that is sort of you maybe appraising the situation or analyzing the situation that you're in and thinking back, you know, you're brought back at this time of year to memories, obviously to memories of things that have been. And also you're looking ahead, you know. The Queen of Pentacles is the queen of her place where she's living and working and whatnot. So that's very positive. The second card is more an interpersonal thing because it shows the Two of Cups. It shows a woman and a man. They both look kind of young. He might be younger than she is. And they're exchanging two golden cups, which could be the love that you feel for your son, you know, but it could also be another male, probably a male. And it's just a very sweet card. This card sometimes comes up with betrothals and getting fiancé to somebody or marriage or partnership. It's very much a card of partnership, and that's also a very good card. So maybe today and the future days and weeks to come, you're going to be social and you're going to get closer to somebody. Maybe there's a guy in your life and this will make things smoother and going better with him. And the third card is the Star. And the Star is a card of inspiration. It has a beautiful woman in it. It's a beautiful woman. Her figure is very very pleasant to look at. And she's got stars in the background. There's a big gold star. And there's seven silver stars, or white stars, in the heavens. And she's pouring water. She's kind of like facilitating and inspiring. There's something about this card that's sort of like if you invented something or if you came to some amazing discovery or something, you know, that's going to be really, really positive. So I would say for these cards that with a general reading, if you call it a general reading, that, you know, you're in the right place at the right time. You're working on something that and your thoughts and your memories and your things that you're planning, your plans and everything are going to work out pretty well. Your plan for the day is to get together with your son and maybe somebody else in your family. So that'll work.
Yeah.
So that'll work out really well. And then finally, the Star means the whole thing will be inspired. Inspired in the sense that it'll be positive and potentially profitable and just happy. I don't see a trace. I don't see a trace of negativity in these cards for you. So, I hope that helps. I hope that helps you.
It did. Thank you.
Good.
And my daughter's
right,
birthday is also Saturday. So when you said that, it's true. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're right in the middle of some very positive things then. Okay. Okay, well, thanks very much then. And let me see. I think we just lost you, huh?
No,
is
thank
somebody
you very
still
much.
On the line? Oh, you're very welcome.
No, I'm still here.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, take care.
Mm-hmm. You too, bye-bye.
by now. So, yeah, which leaves us with just a few minutes, huh? Leaves us with just a few minutes. And actually, we have, I don't think we have another caller. What is that? You know, this screen is so far back, I can't quite make it out. Let me see.
That click didn't work.
She may have hung up anyway. This click didn't work?
Right.
Okay. So right now there's just me and you out there. If anybody is listening, I don't see you on my screen, so I guess there's nobody else that's looking for information or reading or whatever. So I want everybody to have a really good and happy Halloween. I mean, Halloween is where it's at today.
Is that a new person?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. Well,
no.
No. Oh, maybe so. You think it's somebody new?
I don't know.
From the 939?
I'm away from the screen. I don't know.
Hi. No, it's me again.
Oh, you're still
here. Yeah.
I am sorry. My lady friend here said,
"Is that
a
new caller?"
Okay. All right. Take care. Take care now. So I spoke a little bit about some horror literature and also started to mention my books. So, you know, if you do get that Kindle reader for your Android or whatever your handheld devices, or you could also get it for your laptop, right? Or your desktop, you could get the Kindle app for a laptop or a desktop. Anyways,
tablet.
Or your tablet. Tablets are good because then you have a slightly larger screen. Some of you listening or that may listen later, because this show will go into syndication, or actually it'll be podcast again, right? It'll be podcast for years. But anyway, some of you will have an actual Kindle device or something similar. So anyway, I have books I have ebooks such as Planetary Combinations Astrology Charts. I have another one on the Ouija board, Secrets of the Ouija. I mean, yeah, I have Nostradamus on the cover, actually. You know, I cooked up a clever little visual where I took an old, you know, like 1500s portrait of Nostradamus sitting at his table, and I took a little Ouija board image, and I kind of snuck it onto the desk in front of him, onto his lap in front of him. So he looks like Nostradamus is using a Ouija board. So, but anyway, that's a little cover that comes with the ebook. And that's Great Secrets of the Ouija, I guess, huh? And then I have one on Great Secrets of the Tarot. I actually do have a book that's all about tarot cards and different methods of reading the cards and little secrets. And then I even go into individual tarot cards with some perspective on each of the cards so that you have a better time learning, just little anecdotes and little observations. It's not 100%, you know, a textbook on learning the tarot, but it helps. Every extra viewpoint that you can get on these arts like tarot and astrology are very helpful. You know, take advantage of other people's experiences over hundreds and hundreds of years. In using these tools that can sometimes open some doors for you to wisdom that otherwise would not be apparent to you, you know. So anyway, I have those books. I have another couple books in there also. One is about scary stories, something about, let's see, creepy, scary stories or something like that. No. Creepy, scary movies. That's what it is. I have about 103 different movies in there that I kind of review. A lot of them are, you know, horror and terror and the supernatural. I love the supernatural stuff that pops up sometimes, especially on Halloween. And in certain cities, I've lived in certain places where there's a lot of supernatural stuff going on. And it's and also some remote places. Isn't it funny how when the first knocking ghosts were heard by the Fox sisters back in the 1840s, I think it was in a remote cottage, you know, wasn't even in a city, wasn't even in a town. It was in a woodsy kind of area. And when I was a little boy, we had a supernatural manifestation in the house that I lived in between ages 2 and 15. And that was out in the woods of an orchard in what was called the Santa Clara Valley. Now it's just called Silicon Valley, because all the orchards and woods and green places there have all been, destroyed to make room for Apple Computer and Hewlett Packard and Google and, a dozen other big, huge corporations. And I always had a problem with that, because I remember as a little boy that when they started paring away at the orchard, at the end of our road, there was a white picket fence, and about a couple hundred yards beyond that was a massive oak tree, a beautiful, beautiful big oak tree that might have been there for 150 years or something. And so it was on Prune Ridge Road. So when you were driving from Heading Street down towards Saratoga Avenue, you could see this beautiful oak tree in the distance. And I remember being just 6 or 7 years old, and the light would play on that tree, in the afternoons or whatever. The sun would sometimes set right behind it, and I could see how beautiful it was. And, of course, that was all bulldozed down. Everything beautiful in the lovely Santa Clara Valley, which is the home of orchards all over the place, is all made room now for Silicon Valley. And sometimes I don't feel it's an improvement. I just don't feel it's an improvement. Could you help tell me which of these is my exit theme?
The top one.
The top one is my exit theme. And here is the where? Where? Right here? Where do I click? Here?
I don't know. Oh,
what do you mean you don't see? What?
Wait.
I'm trying to get my exit thing to work, and it's just a little too far away from my eyes to see what I'm doing, even wearing glasses. How could it be so messed up? Well, anyway, folks, we may not get our exit theme on here before I'm silenced for the day, but I will be back here again with you on Friday, and we'll see what we can do. It won't click? It won't work? Oh, well, thanks for listening in. I love you all. Bye-bye.